Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Leanna. I will need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Antoinette Tully, and I just went out on the internet and saw that my claim was being inactivated.
That your claim was deactivated or inactivated?
I don't remember which one. I think it was probably D. I don't know. It just told me to call.
Okay. Okay, so ma'am, what you would need to do is call this number, okay?
Just a second. Okay.
Okay, that number is 1-800
Wait a minute.
three.
My pen didn't write.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
You ready?
No, I can't get it to write. Just a second. I'm
Okay.
sorry. It did say inactivated.
It did say inactivated.
Inactivated. I just looked at it. I had it still on my screen. Your claim has been inactivated. You must reopen your claim in order to continue filing weekly certifications.
Okay, so never mind the number. Let's go ahead and do that. Okay.
Okay.
What's your social?
329-54-6278.
Okay, and can you verify your first and last name, please?
Antoinette Twilly, Twillie.
Okay, and your date of birth?
May 14th, 1959.
Okay, and your mother's maiden name?
Dillard.
Okay, and your gender?
Female.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself to be disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school diploma.
Okay, and do you have a state of Alabama issued driver's license?
Yes.
Can you verify the driver's license number?
788-98. Wait, I need to remember. Okay, 788-9873.
Okay, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposited into your checking or savings account, or the Advantage
okay.
Prepaid Benefits Card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I had direct deposit.
Would you like to continue with your direct deposit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and can I have the routing number?
I didn't know you needed that. Okay. Just a second. So when they deactivated my account, that meant that everything went back to zero? Hello?
I can't answer any questions. I can only file a claim because I don't know that information.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm ready for the routing number.
Okay. I'm trying to get it. Okay. Okay, the routing number is 062-000080.
Okay, and the bank account number?
6703-842191.
Okay, and can you verify your current mailing address?
620 47th Place South, Birmingham, Alabama, 35222.
Okay, and is the address the same or different from the mailing address?
No, it's both the same.
Okay, and can you verify your current phone number?
205-876-0747.
Okay, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. What kind of KY license plate has been on your 1995 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme? Amateur radio, educational affiliation, military honor, vanity, or I have never been associated with this vehicle?
It probably would be vanity. So I always had a personalized plate.
Okay. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Fabrics World, Fit and Go, Motion Industries, Tropic, Automotive Repairs, or none of the above?
Motion Industries.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1098 Fulton Avenue, 2011 Zonio Avenue, 25073 Copa del Oro Drive, 29781 Shenandoah Lane, or I have never been associated. Oh, I have never been. Okay.
2573 Copa del Oro. That was in California.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
I'm sorry?
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
Not that I remember.
Okay. Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes. I worked last week.
Okay. What? Okay, and what's the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
No, because it was I went through a different agency.
Okay, and when was the last day you worked?
Last Friday.
Okay, what day?
You need a date?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me look at the calendar. The 22nd.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I mean, yes.
Do you work for yourself on a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission base, or do you have a real estate license?
No, nothing.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No. I do get a pension from Motion. every month for $105.
Have you applied for,
but
are
I did
you?
not pay. I didn't pay into it though.
Okay. Have you applied for, are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hub?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay, and who are you filing this claim for? Robert Half International, RTIC Information System, Rose International. Wait, hold on.
Rose International.
Okay. Okay, and can I have your phone number again?
205-876-0747.
Okay, and your work phone number and the phone number for Rose International?
Okay, trying to get it. No, it's 636. I'm sorry, I can't. I'm trying to get in my email because I don't know the number.
Okay, I have the number.
Okay. A 636 number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Did this go like this because somebody hacked my Social Security?
Somebody hacked your Social Security.
Yeah. They have to do extra security because someone else tried to use my Social Security number.
No, this is just your protocol. This is protocol for Alabama Department of Labor.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And when did you become, what day did you start working for this company?
It was in October of last year. Maybe like 22nd.
Okay. And when was your last day working for this company?
April 25th.
Okay. And what city and state was this work performed in?
Can you repeat that?
What city and state was this work performed in?
Oh, Alabama. Birmingham, Alabama.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
I thought I'm not sure. Did I say that before? I'd rather have taxes taken out.
Okay. And I have a 4-digit temporary PIN that you would need to write down. Are you ready for the PIN?
Ready.
Okay, it's 7859.
Okay.
Okay.
Will I have to verify who I am again? Because I had to do that before. They wouldn't pay anything until they got everything for me, for my identity.
Well, that's the protocol for them to be able to file your claim. You have to identify who you are. And then when you do your weekly certification, you still have to identify. When you call the line, you have to put in your social and that 4-digit PIN that I gave you.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. And we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any other questions?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Thank you very much.